we'll do in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 6, letter number 1631. And here's like real estate advice. You hear this? Actually, woman, this letter is addressed to a woman, and she had some real estate question that she asked the Rebbe, and the Rebbe gives her his advice, okay? So anyway, so let's start off. So it's Baruch Hashem, Yud Beis Sivan, Tov Shin Yud Beis, Brooklyn. And it starts with the words Bracha V'Shalom. That is to a woman. The Rebbe always uses the word Bracha before Shalom. Shalom would be sort of not so modest, so you use the word Bracha V'Shalom. Anyways, so the Rebbe says, through with the great titles, Rabbi Yosef Sheikh Levi Weinberg, I heard, he related to me. And I guess this woman must have been in Eretz Yisrael, as we'll see in the letter. So the Rebbe says, he presented me your question, Afrage. Afraga means a question.
He
had a question. Yeah, okay. So he says like this, that she wants to build an apartment building, apartment hoiz, I'm assuming it's an apartment building, on the empty lot that she has. That's what she wants to do. So what is the question that she has? So the question is, she needs money to build that, okay? So her question is, what should she do? How should she get the money? So maybe she figures that she should sell a half a lot, and then if she sells a half a lot, then she has money to build the house. Or she should take a partner who's gonna, I guess, for the building of the house. Or maybe she asks the Rebbe she should wait till the general conditions will become better. I mean, this is in Israel in 1952. I guess the general economic situation wasn't so good. So maybe she should wait until the general situation is going to become better, and then you'll get easier. It'll be easier for her to get the money in order to build. So the Rebbe says like this, it is my opinion, the Rebbe is giving his advice. He says, if the prices for empty lots aren't, haven't fallen, so then, in other words, because the prices, you can get a good price for your empty lot, then go ahead and sell a half an empty lot, and you should build the other half with that money. But in any event, the Rebbe says, don't bring in a partner. And the Rebbe is against bringing in partners. The Rebbe says, don't bring in a partner, and you know, whatever it is, just, you know, do it on your own. In general, the Rebbe utilizes everything that they ask him in Yiddishkeit to promote and strengthen Yiddishkeit. So the Rebbe says, generally speaking, building a home is a very good idea, good concept. But in order for it to be successful, physically and spiritually, it is my opinion that as you begin to build this apartment building, so you should also contribute money to build the chadorim, the schools, or a part of the house. And the Rebbe is suggesting, I don't know, this person is not from there. The Rebbe is telling her to direct funds. I mean, they would just founded the Kfar Chabad. They call it Kfar Safaria Chabad, or Lod. That was the Chabad institutions were in the Holy Land. So I take that back. This person did not, apparently they were building elsewhere, but the Rebbe suggested that they built in Eretz Yisrael, where there are Hasidim who have been saved from Poland, from Russia, and they don't have the ability to build the homes in which they need. So these immigrants, they came to, they immigrated to Israel, but they don't have the funds to build the houses there. And they need them. They need a place to live, a place to study, a place to daven. So the Rebbe suggested to them to I said before chadorim. You know what? I made a mistake. I thought chadorim meaning like a yeshiva, but the Rebbe says some rooms. You know, maybe you dedicate a room or dedicate a portion of a house for the people to help them out over there. And may Hashem help you that the building of your apartment building and also these rooms and houses for the refugees in Kfar Chabad or Lud in our holy land, they should all take place in a good, lucky hour and in all details for you. So again, I stand corrected in a lot of things I spoke before I read. So we're talking about somebody building a house and the Rebbe suggesting build it, but contribute to helping the other people build their homes for the refugees that they need to live. Then the Rebbe concludes that Rabbi Weinberger, who told the Rebbe this dilemma that this woman had, he doesn't mention about how your health is, and therefore I hope that it is satisfactory. May Hashem help you that you should be able to continue your good deeds for Torah and mitzvahs, and in a greater measure than till now, with blessing for success. Now, this Rabbi Weinberg, he was raising funds for the yeshiva. That was his job. And we learned in earlier letters, the Rebbe actually promoted him a lot and helped people to contribute to the cause. So on his travels, he would meet these people, and then he would write to the Rebbe about some of their requests. Apparently, this woman that the Rebbe was writing to was also one of the contributors, was one of the supporters. So this came from him telling the Rebbe what transpired, and this is the Rebbe's answer.